For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joker 2 should change their name to Joker No Thank You.
That bad, huh?
Man, ooh. I was so bummed. I like to go to the movies by myself once in a while. Mm-hmm. I pre-bought a ticket. I was a big fan, although it was really depressing. The acting, the storytelling, the darkness of the first movie, I was really compelled by, like a lot of people were.
Sure.
That's why Joaquin Phoenix won his Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited about the prospects of a sequel with Gaga as Harley Quinn and the origin behind that.
And having a date with yourself, making your popcorn the way that you want it.
Right.
Filling it up halfway, getting the butter.
No. Actually, I splurged even, Tammy. I appreciate you remembering that. But this time I went to Sinopolis where they just brought me a bowl of buttered popcorn. No need to stagger the butter like I did and upset so many people. And I even used my daughter's movie hack. I brought my own cloth napkin.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Have you ever eaten popcorn in a movie and used that wafer thin?
Yeah.
It's almost like toilet paper napkins.
Yeah, they're crappy napkins.
They do nothing for you. Mm. My daughter's, one day she just whipped out two cloth napkins. I'm like, that's the most brilliant, simple thing I've ever thought of in my life.
And a wet wipe and you're good to go.
I had that. I was ready to rock. I was just in my mode to watch Joker 2. And as I walked out of that movie 2 hours plus later, I said, what the hell did I just watch?
Really?
Because I have no idea. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. Make your own opinions.
I
read horrible reviews going into the movie.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to make my own opinion because they probably just didn't get it.
Yeah.
Well, link me into that because I didn't get it.
I heard someone complaining about when did the Joker become a musical?
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah.
It's a total musical. Like, there's five or six complete elaborate song and dance acts. That makes a musical to me.
Yes.
It reminds me of the movie Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. If you make a movie that's a movie musical, let us know it's a musical. I liked Rocket Man. I was surprised when I walked out, like, oh, I just watched a full-on musical. But when you think about it, a movie about Elton John, produced by Elton John.
About all his music.
It couldn't be anything else but a musical.
Right.
Joker 2, a musical? They didn't bill it as such. And that's why I think people are having such a problem. Oh, and another reason why, it sucks. I'm sorry.
I like your review. Joker 2, no thank you.
I'm sorry, man. I was looking forward to this movie, and I've never walked out of a movie literally saying to myself, what did I just watch?
On a complete different note, what did we watch last night?
Oh.
An amazing Padres game.
God.
And we'll get into that more at 6:35.
833-287-1037. Right now, it's time to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get to SeaWorld for their Howl-O-Scream Halloween Spectacular. We'll send you and your family to SeaWorld for that. All you got to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Who knows? You might even win $100 as well. Either way, call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
We can do it! Yeah! Woo! That was probably everyone's house last night.
Everyone's house. The entire city. The entire southern half of the state just going ape for our San Diego Padres in what turned out to be a heart attack of a game. You take a 6-1 lead. You think, hey, man, we got some breathing room now. No, not so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Dodgers get within one run the next inning, you're thinking, well, this is going to be a 15-13 game. They're going to keep scoring, and no one does.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It was wild.
All three of our houses, no one here on this show was actually in attendance last night. All three of our houses were watching, and we all three had totally different vibes going. I spent my birthday, which was yesterday, with my daughter Abby. She's my ride or die for Padres games, and we just said, let's just watch the game at her house.
Mm-hmm.
She and I had dinner together, and we did. And I couldn't even look at my phone until after the game was over, and that's when I decided to capture what our mood was like.
Oh my God, they did not make that easy tonight.
No, they did not.
But guess who controls their own destiny now? Your San Diego Padres into a sea of San Diego!
fans.
Never a doubt. I knew Suarez could do it.
Oh, my God. I'm having a
hard time. That's my closer. Oh, my God.
Thank you for a great birthday, Dodgers.
I hope Max Muncy isn't too upset that our emotions are carrying the game.
Oh, I know. I feel so bad for them.
Did we throw the bat a little too hard
tonight? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when Fernando hit that home run, I think he stared at it too long.
Yeah.
Probably hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
Pretty clear, we're not a Dodgers house.
Yeah, no kidding. I wanted to capture the end of the game, hoping it was going to be something fabulous, which, you know, we're pretty confident. My husband, not so much. He attacked the popcorn while we were watching the end of the game.
Okay, this is it. Curtis stress eating popcorn. One more out. You are shoveling that in your face. Here we go. Come on, this is it. It's got to be it, Sophia Renee. We can do it. Yeah! Woo! Oh, Jackson Merrill, my fave. Look at him. How cute. You must have shoveled like half that bag in your mouth. You were just like, Woo! That was awesome.
And then there's producer Jessica, who for some reason was catching the Padres-Dodgers playoff game three in Spanish.
Yeah, what was that about?
You guys, here's the thing. I'm very cheap when it comes to my cable plan because I barely use cable. So I have whatever's the basic on DirecTV. And apparently that includes the Fox Sports in Spanish, but not in English.
Okay.
So you choose to listen to the game in English on the fan or watch... Do either of you speak Spanish?
No.
Okay.
No. I like seeing it. I like to see it. So I wanted to watch. So, you know, but I liked having the sound on too because it was kind of fun.
Sure. And yeah. There's a good reason why you wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Let's go!
I believe you mean vamos.
And this is where Tatis takes off his shirt.
No, he untucks it first.
He untucks it first, then takes it off.
She asks, hopefully.
That's
really the important things of the game.
That's why it was important for you to view it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Three totally. What was the music in the background?
That was Walt's tablet because he was still up, so he was watching some baby shark.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So three totally different vibes.
Yep.
I was supposed to go tonight, and my tickets fell through. I don't know how. I don't know how, but I'm going
to
be there tonight.
You have
I've got too much invested.
Yeah. Well, and we just got a DM from a listener who was like, John, please tell me you're going to the game because I live the Padres through you.
Oh.
So, yes.
Well, that's a tremendous responsibility, one that I will gladly take. No, I'm going to get there somehow.
Yes, I mean,
it's going to be a credit card situation. I'll figure something out, but I'm going to be there tonight.
Yes.
I hope. Please, 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 please be clinched tonight and just send the Dodgers home where they belong. Back to losing again in the postseason.
Go Padres.
Go Padres. If you don't want to check out the game on the Spanish broadcast, you can always listen to every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
$1 million!
Sorry.
$100 billion!
Mega Millions is changing the game to make more billion-dollar jackpots.
How are they changing the game?
Okay.
I mean, they just take balls out of a tube, right?
No, that's still staying the same on how the numbers are picked.
I'm not going with cubes or...
No.
How are they changing the game, Timmy? You're fascinated by lotteries.
Okay, so they're doing a mega overhaul, which says the game is going to be bigger and better. Improved odds to win the jackpot, bigger jackpots more frequently, larger starting jackpots, faster growing jackpots, a built-in multiplier on every play, which means people can win up to $10 million just for matching five of the balls and not have to get the mega million dollar balls, and no break-even prizes, which means if you're a winner, you will always win more than the cost of the ticket. Here is the catch. A Mega Millions ticket right now costs $2. Come this spring when they overhaul it, A single ticket is going to cost $5. Don't quite understand how this changes everything and makes the odds better.
That was my question. Yeah. How can they ensure that?
That, I honest to God, I don't quite understand it. But they say we expect more billion-dollar jackpots than ever before, creating more billionaires and many more millionaires as the jackpots climb. I don't know if I'm going to spend $5 on one ticket,
oh,
though.
You sure? Of course,
I don't know.
Of course you are.
I don't
you
like
do
that.
Anyway.
No, I don't. If I can, I spend a buck, okay, that's cool. If I spend $2, okay, that's cool.
We used to do Lottery Wednesdays or something. We'd give away lottery tickets to you. We can give us a call. We're going to make you a millionaire. In the history of us doing that, $0 and 0 cents were awarded.
That's not really quite true. A couple of times, there was one time we won $2. Everybody's like, okay, we're not sharing that.
Oh, yeah. But, I stand corrected.
But there was one time we won like $26, and I actually mailed everybody their winning dollar. So,
oh, my God.
I mean, I don't
you
know,
are
it's
a
just
maniac.
Fun, but that's all right. Tickets will cost $5 per play.
What about Powerball?
That's a whole different game.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mega Millions is its own game.
So you're saying right now, you're out of Mega Millions. You're done with it.
I don't know. I mean, if it's a huge, like, billion-dollar thing, sure, why not? Okay, I'll throw $5 once, but...
It's already changing.
I just said I don't like it, but...
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Speaking of money, maybe you'll win $100 of Tammy's money, but you have to beat her in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Either way, you're going to be going to SeaWorld's Hollow Scream. We'll send your family there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Well, if you chose to watch the Padres game starting in the third inning, sorry, you missed a lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, and one. Bogarts, little tapper up the middle. Rojas charges it short. Going to go to second on his own. Not in time. Throw to first. Not in time. And Machado scores. It's 1-1. And the Dodgers still don't have an out. 1-2 on the ground, sharply fair up the first baseline. Gonna roll to the right field corner. Merrill's on his way home. Bogarts is being waved. Peralta stops at second. No relay to the plate. A two-run double and a 3-1 Padre lead as everybody in the building waves their golden towels. Here's the 0-2. And Tatis sends it in the air. Deep to left field. Hernandez is back. Looking up. Gonna go! Fernando Tatis Jr. And it is a 6-run second inning.
Jesse Agler, his wonderful call on 97.3 The Fan, our sister station, home of the San Diego Padres. I hope, well, I know you all are recognizing just how special of a postseason Fernando Tatis is having.
This has just been incredible. And
he's almost batting .500, Tammy. He's 17 for 40. That's a .425 average. More importantly, he's hits 6 bombs. And most importantly, he is pissing the Dodgers off. And
it's
I love
okay.
it.
I know. It's okay. It was so exciting.
I wonder what it must be like to know that you have the power, the talent, the God-given gift to rise up when you need to, to not be intimidated by anything. I mean, what a marvelous feeling that must be. And we're able to watch it. That's a marvelous feeling.
Yes.
We're experiencing it. How am I going to get through the game tonight?
You will.
I don't even have a ticket yet.
I know.
But I'm going.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Going tonight. If I'm standing outside.
Yes.
I'll smell the ballpark. I'm going to the game tonight. I don't have a ticket as of right now. I'm going to be there.
It is going to be an amazing night. And wouldn't it be great if it was all done then after this evening?
Oh, please.
Because I don't know if our hearts
no,
can take more.
I cannot take a trip to L.A. A friend of mine's like, do you want to go, if there's a game five, do you want to go to L.A.? I'm absolutely not.
Yes.
I am not going to go because I know with my mouth and my vibe and my spirit, and I'm not a jerk at a game. I think I'm the opposite, but I'm very passionate.
Yes.
I don't need some clown
you don't need to be
with
baited.
A spider web neck tattoo cracking a bottle over my head because I happen to be a Padres fan.
No offense to anyone who has a spider web neck tattoo if that's not you.
Anyway. I'm being a jerk. I get it. There's
it's
plenty
right.
of very
you're,
good,
you're very
law-abiding
passionate.
Dodger fans out there. A
yes.
lot of them listen to our show, and
yes.
a lot of them are
including,
mad at me right now.
You know, including the guy who was the first person to throw the baseball back to Profar when Profar had picked up that ball and tossed it. Because the guy, I saw him on the news last
too,
night,
yeah.
and he was like, I was telling him, no, I don't want it. And he casually tossed it. He didn't throw it at him. And then he said, I was so disappointed in my fellow Dodger fans who started throwing
right.
stuff on the field. So there's a fun time, you know, when you're having fun like he was with Profar, and they knew it, and then you become an ass, and that's where it's a problem. So,
well, anyway, that said, we don't have to worry about any of that if our boys do what they have done, and that's just take care of business tonight. There's clearly no quit in this team, and they are zero intimidated by the team up north. And you don't think that those Dodgers are freaking out now? You don't think they're going to be playing with so much tension tonight when we're just like, woohoo, there we go. And we got Dylan Cease back on the mound tonight.
Go Padres.
Go Padres. Catch every pitch on 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answer more than Tammy can. Let's talk about Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge.
Let's head out to Ray in Escondido. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, happy birthday, John. Belated.
Wow, I really appreciate that, pal. Thank you very much. The Padres gave me a great birthday present last night.
Oh, man, they're doing great, aren't they?
I'm going to have to go to rehab after this week, Ray. I'm not going to lie. I am... I don't think my heart can take much more of that. Hopefully we clinch it tonight. Oh, either way, Ray, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy, can you excuse us for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Ray, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okey-doke.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Who is the slasher killer from A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy Krueger.
Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing after less than 2 years of marriage. Who was Kanye last married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Ben Affleck's electric Ford Bronco ran out of juice on an L.A. freeway, and of course, the paparazzi were there. Who's famous, or rather infamous, for a 1994 freeway chase in a Ford Bronco?
O.J. Simpson.
Michael Bay is in talks to direct Will Smith's new action movie. He also directed Will in the first two Bad Boy movies. Who's Will Smith's co-star in the Bad Boy movies?
I can't think of it. He's got his own little TV show.
I'm going to move on, pal. Speaking of Michael Bay, he directed the first five Transformer movies. The most recent Transformers movie is animated and is the number one film in America. What's it called?
Transformers Return.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Ray. Did you watch the entire game last night? Listen to it?
I didn't see the entire game, but yeah, I caught the end of it. It was great.
Couldn't get to sleep till after midnight. Mm. I blame myself. But, you know, again, the Padres aren't losing sleep over me.
Yes, that's true.
It's not like Manny's like, oh, I hope John had a good birthday yesterday. I'm tossing and turning, wondering if he'd, it's so stupid, but I'm so invested. I'm so, Tammy, rated 3 out of 5.
All right, nice job, Ray.
Not too bad.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans, Tammy, found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Mm. Who is the slasher killer from A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy Krueger.
That is right. 1-1. Ray knew that. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing after less than 2 years of marriage. Who was Kanye last married to?
Kim Kardashian.
It's 2-2. Ray knew that. Ben Affleck's electric Ford Bronco ran out of juice on an L.A. freeway. He just can't get a break, this cat. And, of course, the paparazzi were there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
on the freeway.
Ugh.
Who's famous, or rather infamous, for a 1994 freeway chase in a Ford Bronco?
That would be O.J. Simpson.
Ray knew that. 3-3. Michael Bay is in talks to direct Will Smith's new action movie. He also directed Will in the first two Bad Boy movies. Who's Will Smith's co-star in those movies?
Martin Lawrence,
Ray. I know, bro. I know. Couldn't come up with it. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, speaking of Michael Bay, he directed the first five Transformer movies. The most recent Transformers movie is animated and the number one film in America. What's it called?
Oh, good Lord. I have no idea. Transformers Rise of the Fallen.
That was a good guess, Kenny.
I think that was actually a title of one. I don't even know. Transformers 1 is what it's called. Ray didn't know either. Today we finished with a score of 4-3, Tammy. Ray, no money from Tammy this morning, but we're going to hook you up with a great prize, pal.
Ray, you have four tickets now to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl & Scream going on now through November 2nd.
All right, sweet. Thank you so much.
Ray, appreciate you, man. Take care. Go Pods. Before you leave, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Ray from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I had a cousin I wasn't aware of, and she was right in my own backyard. Last Saturday's Padres-Dodger game, I was with a group of friends watching it, having a great time, you know, until the ending of that game, but whatever. I was talking with a friend of mine. Her name is Jessica, not producer Jessica, different Jessica, and we were making reference to the fact that we had Vikings in our family lineage, you know.
Not the Minnesota Vikings, no. But actual historical Vikings.
Yes, I mean, because that's where our ancestors on one line of our family came from. And Jessica says to me, maybe we're related. And she said, my mom has been learning genealogy. I told her that someone in my family had taken my grandmother on my father's side, done her genealogy back to like the 1100s.
Wow.
I don't know who did it. I don't know how that happened. And she's like, well, send me that information and let's send it to my mom and see what she can figure out. And I sent her the link. Done. The next morning, I get a text from Jessica that says, oh my God, we're related.
Hold Come up. On.
Swear to God. Her mother sent her this message and says, LOL, yep, you are definitely related. Helen, my grandmother, is your eighth cousin once removed. So Tammy is your cousin. Isn't that insane?
How long have you known this person?
I've known Jessica a few years, but we had no idea. I mean, this just came up because we were joking the fact that we probably had Vikings in our blood.
You're from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Jessica's from here?
Jessica's from, it was either Utah or Arizona originally.
So
yes.
You guys, nowhere near each other in America.
Nope.
You're at a party, mm-hmm. having known each other for a few years, and yes. Oh, by the way, I guess we're cousins?
Yeah, her mother figured it out. So I came from the daughter of one of the mutual relatives. She came from the son of one of the mutual relatives. Isn't that crazy?
So what are you guys going to do now? I mean, are you going to exchange cards? Are you going to have her over for Thanksgiving? Your family.
It's insane, isn't it? I was like, oh my God.
Do you feel a special bond to her now that you didn't before?
Yes, absolutely I do. I think that is really cool. I'm fascinated with genealogy anyway, and I'm addicted to the show Finding Your Roots on PBS. By the way, watch it with your kids. They'll learn so much history. It is so good.
Yeah, and the kids are going to be super stoked to watch PBS. But
well,
go on.
No, but they when they do someone that they know, a famous celebrity that they know.
Didn't Sammy Hagar just do one?
Hagar did one. It was wonderful. I mean, you know, kids, they find somebody that they know. They're like, I want to learn about them.
Yes.
Including Chula Vista's own Mario Lopez. He did one recently, too. It's fascinating.
So is Jessica in your will now?
No.
I think Greg, our midday host and music mm-hmm. director, I think he and I are relatives.
And you very well could be.
We have his last name was my aunt's last name. They just spelled the I and the E differently. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when people came from Italy or from different countries, they screwed up the names when they came to Ellis Island, and that's what happened.
Who did you find out you were related to? Someone did genealogy for you, or did you do it? What were the surprises for you? 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy found out she's related to a person that she's known for years. They're eighth cousins?
She was my cousin, and she was in my own backyard, and we didn't know it.
833-2.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Ray in Escondido. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, happy birthday, John. Belated.
Wow, I really appreciate that, pal. Thank you very much. The Padres gave me a great birthday present last night.
Oh, man, they're doing great, aren't they?
I'm going to have to go to rehab after this week, Ray. I'm not going to lie. I am... I don't think my heart can take much more of that. Hopefully we clinch it tonight. Either way, Ray, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy, can you excuse us for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Ray, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okey-doke.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Who is the slasher killer from A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy Krueger.
Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing after less than 2 years of marriage. Who was Kanye last married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Ben Affleck's electric Ford Bronco ran out of juice on an L.A. freeway, and of course the paparazzi were there. Who's famous, or rather infamous, for a 1994 freeway chase in a Ford Bronco?
O.J. Simpson.
Michael Bay is in talks to direct Will Smith's new action movie. He also directed Will in the first 2 Bad Boy movies. Who's Will Smith's co-star in the Bad Boy movies?
I can't think of it. He's got his own little TV show.
I'm going to move on, pal. Speaking of Michael Bay, he directed the first 5 Transformer movies. The most recent Transformers movie is animated and is the number 1 film in America. What's it called?
Transformers Return.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Ray, did you watch the entire game last night? Listen to it?
I didn't see the entire game, but yeah, I caught the end of it. And it was great.
Couldn't get to sleep till after midnight. Mm. I blame myself. But, you know, again, the Padres aren't losing sleep over me.
Yes, that's true.
It's not like Manny's like, oh, I hope John had a good birthday yesterday. I'm tossing and turning, wondering if he'd, it's so stupid. But I'm so invested. Tammy, rated 3 out of 5.
All right, nice job, Ray.
Yeah, not too bad.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans, Tammy, found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Mm-hmm. Who is the slasher killer from A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy Krueger.
That is right. 1-1, Ray knew that. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing after less than 2 years of marriage. Who was Kanye last married to?
Kim Kardashian.
It's 2-2. Ray knew that. Ben Affleck's electric Ford Bronco ran out of juice on an L.A. freeway. He just can't get a break, this cat. And, of course, the paparazzi were there.
Yeah, sure. Was
on the freeway.
Ugh.
Who's famous, or rather infamous, for a 1994 freeway chase in a Ford Bronco?
That would be O.J. Simpson.
Ray knew that. 3-3. Michael Bay is in talks to direct Will Smith's new action movie. He also directed Will in the first 2 Bad Boy movies. Who's Will Smith's co-star in those movies?
Martin Lawrence,
Ray. I know, bro. I know. Couldn't come up with it. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, speaking of Michael Bay, he directed the first 5 Transformer movies. The most recent Transformers movie is animated and the number 1 film in America. What's it called?
Oh, good Lord. I have no idea. Transformers Rise of the Fallen.
That was a good guess, Kenny.
I think that was actually a title of one. I don't even know. Transformers 1 is what it's called. Ray didn't know either. Today we finished with a score of 4-3, Tammy. Ray, no money from Tammy this morning, but we're going to hook you up with a great prize, pal.
Ray, you have 4 tickets now to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl & Scream going on now through November 2nd.
All right, sweet. Thank you so much.
Ray, appreciate you, man. Take care. Go Pods. Before you leave, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Ray from Escondido, and I flunked out of Candy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I had a cousin I wasn't aware of, and she was right in my own backyard. Last Saturday's Padres-Dodger game, I was with a group of friends watching it, having a great time, you know, until the ending of that game, but whatever. I was talking with a friend of mine. Her name is Jessica, not producer Jessica, different Jessica, and we were making reference to the fact that we had Vikings in our family lineage, you know.
Not the Minnesota Vikings, no. But actual historical Vikings.
Yes, I mean, because that's where our ancestors on one line of our family came from. And Jessica says to me, maybe we're related. And she said, my mom has been learning genealogy. I told her that someone in my family had taken my grandmother on my father's side, done her genealogy back to like the 1100s. Hundreds.
Wow.
I don't know who did it. I don't know how that happened. And she's like, well, send me that information and let's send it to my mom and see what she can figure out. And I sent her the link. Done. The next morning, I get a text from Jessica that says, oh my God, we're related.
Hold Come on.
Swear to God. Her mother sent her this message and says, LOL, yep, you are definitely related. Helen, my grandmother, is your eighth cousin once removed. So Tammy is your cousin. Isn't that insane?
How long have you known this person?
I've known Jessica a few years, but we had no idea. I mean, this just came up because we were joking the fact that we probably had Vikings in our blood.
You're from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Jessica's from here?
Jessica's from, it was either Utah or Arizona originally.
So
yes.
You guys, nowhere near each other in America.
Nope.
You're at a party, mm-hmm. having known each other for a few years, and yes. Oh, by the way, I guess we're cousins?
Yeah, her mother figured it out. So I came from the daughter of one of the mutual relatives. She came from the son of one of the mutual relatives. Isn't that crazy?
So what are you guys going to do now? I mean, are you going to exchange cards? Are you going to have her over for Thanksgiving? You're family.
It's insane, isn't it? I was like, oh my God.
Do you feel a special bond to her now that you didn't before?
Yes, absolutely I do. I think that is really cool. I'm fascinated with genealogy anyway, and I'm addicted to the show Finding Your Roots on PBS. By the way, watch it with your kids. They'll learn so much history. It is so good.
Yeah, and the kids are going to be super stoked to watch PBS. But
well,
go on.
No, but they when they do someone that they know, a famous celebrity that they know.
Didn't Sammy Hagar just do one?
Hagar did one. It was wonderful. I mean, you know, kids, they find somebody that they know. They're like, I want to learn about them.
Yes.
Including Chula Vista's own Mario Lopez. He did one recently, too. It's fascinating.
So is Jessica in your will now?
No.
I think Greg, our midday host and music mm-hmm. director, I think he and I are relatives.
And you very well could be.
We have his last name was my aunt's last name. They just spelled the I and the E differently. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when people came from Italy or from different countries, they screwed up the names when they came to Ellis Island, and that's what happened.
Who did you find out you were related to? Someone did genealogy for you, or did you do it? What were the surprises for you? 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy found out she's related to a person that she's known for years. They're eighth cousins?
She was my cousin, and she was in my own backyard, and we didn't know it.
833-287-1037. Have you found that out, digging into your family tree, that you're related to somebody that's either like really famous, or you didn't know that you were related to somebody, but now you do? Nick in Lakeside, who did you find out you were related to?
Hey, it's an honor to be here, guys. So cool.
Oh, right on, man. Appreciate you calling.
When I was growing up, my great-great-grandmother, she was really into genealogy, and she dug deep, and she found out that I'm actually related to John Wayne.
Oh, that's right on, cool. Man.
So basically, the airport in Orange County is named after you, essentially.
It's a stretch, though. It's one of those. It's like he's like my great-great-granduncle four times removed, you know? It's a stretch, but it's there.
Well, that means that you are related to Runaway June's Jennifer Wayne, artists that have been here for Country Fests and our Leading Ladies live show. She's John Wayne's either granddaughter or great-granddaughter. You're related to Jennifer Wayne from Runaway June, bro.
That's crazy, man.
So it's a double win. All right.
Still doesn't make me any better at playing guitar, but
yeah. No. But good news, your cousin or great-cousin eighth removed is super, super hot.
Oh, my
so
God.
Good, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's a cousin still.
I know.
I guess that one's off the table.
Thanks for sharing, hon. Maddie in Lakeside, who did you find out you were related to?
So a couple years ago, I was talking to my grandma, and she had told me that I am related to Abraham Lincoln. He is my great-great-great times like eight uncle.
We all have someone famous somewhere, and we all want somebody good famous.
I mean, that's a pretty good one. Nothing like having someone that's regarded as the greatest president in American history as your great-great-great-uncle. Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, hey, I saw your great-uncle, as did Tammy, just a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C. We went to his memorial. It's under renovation. You should know that.
And I have him in my wallet right now, too.
Oh, look at you.
What?
Someone's walking a fiver. Good
there
for you.
Go.
That's a great one. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Maddie. All right, 8:05. Hopefully, we're going to call your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I feel so bad. My mom used to love doing ball talk with Bonnie about our family fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. Her team's still winless.
Oh, honey.
And still getting crushed. And I just feel bad for her because she tries so hard every week. She ponders the waiver wire. She calls me. She calls her grandson for advice. And she's not winning.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe she should stop trying.
Maybe.
And just
stop
say
caring.
Hello.
Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am exhausted, as you know. I was up late last night with your granddaughter watching our San Diego Padres come one game closer to clinching a spot in the National League Championship Series. As you're probably aware, it was also my birthday yesterday, so thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I don't know what else to say.
You kind of sound like you regret the decision.
I don't regret the decision. It wasn't a pleasant experience, my love.
So my mom,
but it is now.
My mom is very tiny, and I was not tiny. I was almost 10 pounds when I was born. And mom had some issues. So that,
it was not a pleasant experience. All right, let's hit her theme.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Not to have too uncomfortable of a transition, but also not a pleasant experience, Mom, is what's happening in your fantasy football world right now.
I do not wish to even go there. It is disgusting.
Okay. Tammy has an idea for you, Mom. I mentioned earlier before you picked up the phone that we feel badly for you because you're trying so hard and that you're pondering the waiver wire and you're asking for advice. Tammy?
Bonnie, yeah. I just suggested you just stop caring. Just let it autofill, let it do whatever, or pick them based on who you think is the cutest, and just not try.
Well, I don't know. My luck, they would all be on a bye the same week or something if I do that. So you got to watch it.
There is something to be said about that. Every March Madness, producer Jessica and Tammy and I fill out brackets, and I don't think I'm being sexist or even assuming when I say that I know more about college basketball than you both
do.
That's
fine.
Logic would say that I would have the more accurate bracket. Yeah. And almost every year, Tammy picks on where she wants to go on vacation. Jessica picks the color of their uniforms, stuff like that. And they always beat me in the bracket. Yeah. So maybe there's something to be said about that.
Maybe. I remember picking horses that way, according to the color or the name or the jockey.
Wait a second.
Yep.
When did you start gambling on the horses? I didn't know this about you.
Well, when we would go to the track in Minnesota, that was fun. So
we'll start doing it that way, honey. You can't do any worse than what you are, so why not? Go use your old tribe methods.
Yeah, but Mom, I'm a little bit worried about you gambling your grandkids' inheritance away with betting on the horses.
Honey, they were $2 bets. What are you going to do, you know?
Mom, I know you're also invested in the postseason, and I know because of us here and how passionate Abby and I are about our Padres that you're on board with the San Diego Padres. Can you believe this team or what?
I am so excited for you guys. I really am, because it reminds me of when we were in Minnesota and the Twins won. I have always been a National League fan because of my heritage and my love for the Cubs. So here we have the Mets, who are also doing very well. So then, if they're playing each other, I'm going to be in a quandary here, you know?
No, you're not. No, you're not at all. You're going to be cheering for the Padres, Mother.
Okay. Right. I am wearing brown today, and I have your Padres hat that you gave me. So,
yes. Nice. All right. I love it.
All right, Mom, I love you. Better luck this week. But again, I think Tammy's advice of don't care anymore might be the best advice she's ever given anybody. So...
Okay, I won't lose any sleep over it, I promise you. But good luck tonight. I'm going to lose sleep. Right, they're playing very late again, right?
No, for you, they're playing very late. Must be so hard to keep up with the Padres on East Coast time.
I know. I don't get to bed till 12:30. It's awful. I wish you lots of luck. I love you guys.
I love you, Mom.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Go Padres! Woo!
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading to Mira Mesa. Good morning, Carly.
Hello.
Hey, Carly, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, can you leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Carly, I've got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. One reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Carly?
Okay, sounds good.
Matt Damon had a birthday yesterday. One of his most famous roles is as this CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What is his name?
Born identity? Jason Bourne. Yeah, yeah, that's the Bourne identity. Okay, cool.
Paris Hilton says her ADHD is her superpower. Paris starred in The Simple Life with Nicole Richie. Who's Nicole Richie's father?
Ooh, Lionel Richie.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days after watching it.
I don't like scary movies. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I've seen that. That sounds familiar. Is it The Ring?
The Cowboys and the Steelers took turns trying to sing Carrie Underwood's theme song to Sunday Night Football. Let's just say the results were not good. What network airs Sunday Night Football?
NBC.
And finally, Chevy Chase had a birthday yesterday. He played Clark Griswold in all of the Vacation movies. How many were there?
Ooh. How many movies? I have no idea. Three.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Carly, I would ask how you're doing today or what's going on, where you're working, but I'm so focused on watching the Padres clinch tonight. I wouldn't remember anything you said anyway.
I got my Padres gear on. I'm ready.
Oh, we all wearing Padres gear. What you got on? Home, away, City Connect, what you got?
I got just the home like three-quarter zip on right now. It's a little chilly this morning. I might regret it later, but...
By the way, Carly did 4 out of 5, Tammy.
Holy cow. Good job, Carly.
Matt Damon had a birthday yesterday, Tammy. One of his most famous roles is as this CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What was his name?
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Just watched the whole series this weekend again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love those movies.
Yeah, me too. It's 1-1. Carly knew that. Paris Hilton says her ADHD is her superpower. Paris starred in The Simple Life with Nicole Richie. Who's Nicole Richie's father?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. Carly knew that. It's 2-2. A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw their first scary movie before the age of 11. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days after watching it.
Oh, The Ring. 7 days.
You know, you always equate, like, R-rated movies to be scarier. That movie scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Especially the ending. Ugh. It's now 3-3. Carly knew that. Tammy, the Cowboys and the Steelers took turns trying to sing Carrie Underwood's theme song to Sunday Night Football. Let's just say the results were not good. What network airs Sunday Night Football?
I'm trying to think because they sing it in the song. Is it ABC or NBC?
You have
NBC?
NBC is right. Carly knew that as well. 4-4. And finally, Chevy Chase had a birthday yesterday. He played Clark Griswold in all of the Vacation movies. How many were there?
Four.
No, there's five.
Five, wow.
Vacation, ooh. European Vacation, the legendary Christmas Vacation, mm-hmm. the not-so-legendary Vegas Vacation, mm-hmm. and the reboot where he did return as Clark Griswold Vacation in 2015.
Gotcha.
Carly didn't know either, so today we finished with a 4-4 tie. And unfortunately, as I told you earlier, Carly, all ties go to Tammy. So no money for you, but a great prize for you and your family.
Yeah, thank you.
Four tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream going on now through November 2nd.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My kids will love it.
Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Go Padres.
Go Padres.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Our music director, midday host, and most importantly, friend, Greg, is with us. We're super excited, Greg, that you have two toddlers because we get to bring this back.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
So, Greg, wow us with what mishaps your two scamps have gotten into as of late.
You seem a little harried this morning.
No. I'm not sure you could say that to a bald guy.
Wow.
And you're not bald. You well have played. Hair. Yes, you just shave it off.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's ahead. My choice. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean... you know, today was interesting,
okay.
Of course. I think Fogtober is really getting to people. I wanted to make sure I got in here to be with you guys this morning. and Devin, my oldest, she's 3 years old. I also have a one-year-old. She was losing her mind this morning.
What was the important thing she was losing her mind over?
She didn't want to get dressed today.
That's very important.
You know, some days, that's just the worst thing you could ask, Dad. Yeah.
Yep, and definitely not me. Mommy only. So I said, well, I got to get in to see John and Tammy, so I got to leave a little early today, man. Good luck. See you later. And it is really all about sacrifices. Last night, for example, the Padres won. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you miss out on things, you know, after 5 straight hours of Paw Patrol and a trip to the splash zone, as I call it. That's what I call it when you have to give a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old a bath.
Yes.
Do you wear a poncho from SeaWorld?
I need to get one. I kind of pulled the shower curtain over, like, give myself a little bit of coverage, but it's no use. Yeah, it was a little rough in there, and of course, everyone's texting me, oh, are you watching this game?
Oh,
there's so many hits. It's so exciting. Are you watching? I was like, no. Okay, finally get the girls down.
Yeah.
Get down to sit and watch the game, and nothing happened for the rest of the game. I missed all the action. I mean,
it was so tense, though, bro. It was so tense.
So, so sacrifices. Yes. You know, that's the name of the game.
It's all about life with toddlers.
It is.
That's life. Life with toddlers today. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company.
Think we're all looking forward to another ending like this this evening.
To get the last 3 outs every single time. Way gone in the ninth. Rush. Will Smith grounds the first one to short. Xander Bogaerts. 2 out. The payoff pitch. Again! Padres take game 3.
And just like that, we are just where we were 2 years ago, about to eliminate, please, that team from up north. It would be so dope to do it tonight on our field.
No kidding.
And not have to go back to L.A. 833-287-1037. Dan is my high five buddy from Camping World.
Nice.
His son, Michael, is a massive Padres fan. They're joining us now.
The Padres.
Woo-hoo. Tammy found out she's related to a person that she's known for years. They're what, 8th cousins?
She was my cousin, and she was in my own backyard, and we didn't know it.
833-287-1037. Have you found that out, digging into your family tree, that you're related to somebody that's either like really famous or you didn't know that you were related to somebody, but now you do? Nick in Lakeside, who did you find out you were related to?
Hey, it's an honor to be here, guys. So cool.
Oh, right on, man. Appreciate you calling.
When I was growing up, my great-great-grandmother, she was really into genealogy, and she dug deep, and she found out that I'm actually related to John Wayne.
Oh, that's right on, cool. Man.
So basically, the airport in Orange County is named after you, essentially.
It's a stretch, though. It's one of those. It's like he's like my great-great-granduncle 4 times removed, you know? It's a stretch, but it's there.
Well, that means that you are related to Runaway June's Jennifer Wayne, artists that have been here for Country Fests and our Leading Ladies live show. She's John Wayne's either granddaughter or great-granddaughter. You're related to Jennifer Wayne from Runaway June, bro.
That's crazy, man.
So it's a double win. All right.
Still doesn't make me any better at playing guitar, but
yeah. No. But good news, your cousin or great-cousin A3 moved is super, super hot.
Oh, my
so
God.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's a cousin still.
I know. Oh.
I guess that one's off the table.
Thanks for sharing, hon. Maddie in Lakeside, who did you find out you were related to?
So a couple years ago, I was talking to my grandma, and she had told me that I am related to Abraham Lincoln. He is my great-great-great times like 8 uncle.
We all have someone famous somewhere, and we all want somebody good famous.
I mean, that's a pretty good one. Nothing like having someone that's regarded as the greatest president in American history as your great-great-great-uncle. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
hey, I
right?
saw your great-uncle, as did Tammy, just a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C. We went to his memorial. It's under renovation. You should know that.
And I have him in my wallet right now, too.
Oh, look at you. Someone's walking a fiver. Good
there
for you.
Go.
That's a great one. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Maddie. All right, 8:05. Hopefully, we're going to call your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. I feel so bad. My mom used to love doing ball talk with Bonnie about our family fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. Her team's still winless.
Oh, honey.
And still getting crushed. And I just feel bad for her because she tries so hard every week. She ponders the waiver wire. She calls me. She calls her grandson for advice. And she's not winning.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe she should stop trying.
Maybe.
And just
stop caring.
Hello.
Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am exhausted, as you know. I was up late last night with your granddaughter watching our San Diego Padres come one game closer to clinching a spot in the National League Championship Series. As you're probably aware, it was also my birthday yesterday, so thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I don't know what else to say.
You kind of sound like you regret the decision.
I don't regret the decision. It wasn't a pleasant experience, my love.
So my mom,
but it is now.
My mom is very tiny, and I was not tiny. I was almost 10 pounds when I was born. And mom had some issues. So
it was not a pleasant experience. All right, let's hit her theme.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Not to have too uncomfortable of a transition, but also not a pleasant experience, Mom, is what's happening in your fantasy football world right now.
I do not wish to even go there. It is disgusting.
Okay. Tammy has an idea for you, Mom. I mentioned earlier before you picked up the phone that we feel badly for you because you're trying so hard and that you're pondering the waiver wire and you're asking for advice. Tammy?
Bonnie, yeah. I just suggested you just stop caring. Just let it autofill, let it do whatever, or pick them based on who you think is the cutest, and just not try.
Well, I don't know. My luck, they would all be on a bye the same week or something if I do that. So you got to watch it.
There is something to be said about that. Every March Madness, producer Jessica and Tammy and I fill out brackets, and I don't think I'm being sexist or even assuming when I say that I know more about college basketball than you both
do. No, you do. That's
so
fine.
Logic would say that I would have the more accurate bracket.
Yeah.
And almost every year, Tammy picks on where she wants to go on vacation. Jessica picks the color of their uniforms, stuff like that. And they always beat me in the bracket. Yeah. So maybe there's something to be said about that.
Maybe. I remember picking horses that way, according to the color or the name or the jockey.
Wait a second.
Yep.
When did you start gambling on the horses? I didn't know this about you.
Well, when we would go to the track in Minnesota, that was fun. So,
we'll start doing it that way, honey. You can't do any worse than what you are, so why not? Go use your old tribe methods.
Yeah, but Mom, I'm a little bit worried about you gambling your grandkids' inheritance away with betting on the horses.
Honey, they were $2 bets. What are you going to do,
Mom, I know you're also invested in the postseason. I know because of us here and how passionate Abby and I are about our Padres that you're on board with the San Diego Padres. Can you believe this team or what?
I am so excited for you guys. I really am because it reminds me of when we were in Minnesota and the Twins won. I have always been a National League fan because of my heritage and my love for the Cubs. So here we have the Mets, who are also doing very well. So then, if they're playing each other, I'm going to be in a quandary here, you know?
No, you're not. No, you're not at all. You're going to be cheering for the Padres, Mother.
Okay. Right. I am wearing brown today, and I have your Padres hat that you gave me. So,
yes. Nice. All right. I love it.
All right, Mom, I love you. Better luck this week. But again, I think Tammy's advice of don't care anymore might be the best advice she's ever given anybody. So...
Okay, I won't lose any sleep over it, I promise you. But good luck tonight. I'm going to lose sleep. Right, they're playing very late again, right?
No, for you, they're playing very late. Must be so hard to keep up with the Padres on East Coast time.
I know. I don't get to bed till 12:30. It's awful. I wish you lots of luck. I love you guys.
I love you, Mom. Too.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Go Padres! Woo!
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading to Mira Mesa. Good morning, Carly.
Hello.
Hey, Carly, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, can you leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Carly, I've got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. One reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Carly?
Okay, sounds good.
Matt Damon had a birthday yesterday. One of his most famous roles is as this CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What is his name?
Born Identity? Jason Bourne. Yeah, that's the Born Identity. Okay, cool.
Paris Hilton says her ADHD is her superpower. Paris starred in The Simple Life with Nicole Richie. Who's Nicole Richie's father?
Ooh, Lionel Richie.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days after watching it.
I don't like scary movies. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I've seen that. That sounds familiar. Is it The Ring?
The Cowboys and the Steelers took turns trying to sing Carrie Underwood's theme song to Sunday Night Football. Let's just say the results were not good. What network airs Sunday Night Football?
NBC.
And finally, Chevy Chase had a birthday yesterday. He played Clark Griswold in all of the Vacation movies. How many were there?
Ooh. How many movies? I have no idea. 3.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Carly, I would ask how you're doing today or what's going on, where you're working, but I'm so focused on watching the Padres clinch tonight. I wouldn't remember anything you said anyway.
I got my Padres gear on. I'm ready.
Oh, we all wearing Padres gear. What you got on? Home, away, City Connect, what you got?
I got just the home like 3/4 zip on right now. It's a little chilly this morning. I might regret it later, but
by the way, Carly did 4 out of 5, Tammy.
Holy cow. Good job, Carly.
Matt Damon had a birthday yesterday, Tammy. One of his most famous roles is as this CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What was his name?
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Just watched the whole series this weekend again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love those movies.
Yeah, me too. It's 1-1. Carly knew that. Paris Hilton says her ADHD is her superpower. Paris starred in The Simple Life with Nicole Richie. Who's Nicole Richie's father?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. Carly knew that. It's 2-2. A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw their first scary movie before the age of 11. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days after watching it.
Oh, The Ring. 7 days.
You know, you always equate, like, R-rated movies to be scarier. That movie scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Especially the ending. Ugh. It's now 3-3. Carly knew that. Tammy, the Cowboys and the Steelers took turns trying to sing Carrie Underwood's theme song to Sunday Night Football. Let's just say the results were not good. What network airs Sunday Night Football?
I'm trying to think because they sing it in the song. Is it ABC or NBC? NBC?
NBC is right. Carly knew that as well. 4-4. And finally, Chevy Chase had a birthday yesterday. He played Clark Griswold in all of the Vacation movies. How many were there?
4.
No, there's 5.
5, wow.
Vacation, ooh. European Vacation, the legendary Christmas Vacation, mm-hmm. the not-so-legendary Vegas Vacation, mm-hmm. and the reboot where he did return as Clark Griswold Vacation in 2015.
Gotcha.
Carly didn't know either, so today we finished with a 4-4 tie. And unfortunately, as I told you earlier, Carly, all ties go to Tammy. So no money for you, but a great prize for you and your family.
Yeah, thank you.
4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream going on now through November 2nd.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My kids will love it.
Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Go Padres.
Go Padres.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Our music director, midday host, and most importantly, friend, Greg, is with us. We're super excited, Greg, that you have 2 toddlers because we get to bring this back.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
So, Greg, wow us with what mishaps your 2 scamps have gotten into as of late.
You seem a little harried this morning.
No. I'm not sure you could say that to a bald guy.
Wow.
And you're not bald. You well have played. Hair. Yes, you just shave it off.
Yes, thank you. Guys. It's ahead. My choice. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Well, I mean... You know, today was interesting.
Okay.
Of course. I think Fogtober is really getting to people. I wanted to make sure I got in here to be with you guys this morning. And Devin, my oldest, she's 3 years old. I also have a 1 year old. She was losing her mind this morning.
What was the important thing she was losing her mind over?
She didn't want to get dressed today.
That's very important.
You know, some days that's just the worst thing you could ask, Dad.
Yep, and definitely not me. Mommy only. So I said, well, I got to get in to see John and Tammy, so I got to leave a little early today, man. Good luck. See you later. And it is really all about sacrifices. Last night, for example, the Padres won. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you miss out on things, you know, after 5 straight hours of Paw Patrol and a trip to the splash zone, as I call it. That's what I call it when you have to give a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old a bath.
Yes.
Do you wear a poncho from SeaWorld?
I need to get one. I kind of pulled the shower curtain over, like, give myself a little bit of coverage, but it's no use. Yeah, it was a little rough in there. And of course, everyone's texting me, oh, are you watching this game? Oh, honey. There's so many hits. It's so exciting. Are you watching? I was like, no. Okay, finally get the girls down.
Yeah.
Get down to sit and watch the game and... nothing happened for the rest of the game. I missed all the action. I mean,
it was so tense, though, bro.
You know,
it was so tense.
Yeah, so, so sacrifices.
Yes.
You know, that's the name of the game.
It's all about life with toddlers.
It is.
That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time. And I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company.
I think we're all looking forward to another ending like this evening.
To get the last 3 outs every single time. Lingard in the ninth. Rush. Will Smith grounds the first one to short. Xander Bogaerts. 2 out. The payoff pitch. Again! Padres take game 3.
And just like that, we are just where we were 2 years ago, about to eliminate, please, that team from up north. It would be so dope to do it tonight on our field.
No kidding.
And not have to go back to L.A. 833-287-1037. Dan is my high five buddy from Camping World.
Nice.
His son, Michael, is a massive Padres fan. They're joining us now.
The Padres!
Woohoo!
How are you guys doing this morning, besides great?
Good. He woke up and he's like, Dad, we gotta call John and Tammy this morning. Gotta talk about that Padre win.
You have such an intelligent, incredibly insightful son.
He's over here being bashful this morning, but yeah, he was super excited. He goes to a Christian school that gets to wear uniforms, and today they allowed him to wear his Padre jersey, so he's all decked out.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. I went to Catholic school. When you didn't have to wear a uniform, that was like a totally different kind of freedom.
Michael, how many wins away are we from the World
Series? 5!
Oh, well, wow.
Okay.
He's all like that. He's got it down. 5 wins away from getting to the World Series.
There you go. Love that.
So excited and can't wait to watch the game tonight.
Dan, nice talking to you. Michael, have a great day at school. Let's all cheer on our Padres tonight. Say it loud, say it proud, pal.
Go Padres!
That is what I'm talking about. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got 5 pop culture questions in there. I answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading to Mira Mesa. Good morning, Carly.
Hello.
Hey, Carly, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, can you leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Carly, I've got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. One reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Carly?
Okay, sounds good.
Matt Damon had a birthday yesterday. One of his most famous roles is as this CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What is his name?
Born Identity? Jason Bourne. Yeah, that's the Born Identity. Okay, cool.
Paris Hilton says her ADHD is her superpower. Paris starred in The Simple Life with Nicole Richie. Who's Nicole Richie's father?
Ooh, Lionel Richie.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw our first scary movie before the age of 11. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days after watching it.
I don't like scary movies. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I've seen that. That sounds familiar. Is it The Ring?
The Cowboys and the Steelers took turns trying to sing Carrie Underwood's theme song to Sunday Night Football. Let's just say the results were not good. What network airs Sunday Night Football?
NBC.
And finally, Chevy Chase had a birthday yesterday. He played Clark Griswold in all of the Vacation movies. How many were there?
Ooh. How many movies? I have no idea. Three.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Carly, I would ask how you're doing today or what's going on, where you're working, but I'm so focused on watching the Padres clinch tonight. I wouldn't remember anything you said anyway.
I got my Padres gear on. I'm ready.
Oh, we all wearing Padres gear. What you got on? Home, away, City Connect, what you got?
I got just the home like three-quarter zip on right now. It's a little chilly this morning. I might regret it later, but...
By the way, Carly did 4 out of 5, Tammy.
Holy cow. Good job, Carly.
Matt Damon had a birthday yesterday, Tammy. One of his most famous roles is as this CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What was his name?
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Just watched the whole series this weekend again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love those movies.
Yeah, me too. It's 1-to-1. Carly knew that. Paris Hilton says her ADHD is her superpower. Paris starred in The Simple Life with Nicole Richie. Who's Nicole Richie's father?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. Carly knew that. It's 2-to-2. A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% of us saw their first scary movie before the age of 11. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days after watching it.
Oh, The Ring. 7 days.
You know, you always equate, like, R-rated movies to be scarier. That movie scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Especially the ending. Ugh. It's now 3-to-3. Carly knew that. Tammy, the Cowboys and the Steelers took turns trying to sing Carrie Underwood's theme song to Sunday Night Football. Let's just say the results were not good. What network airs Sunday Night Football?
I'm trying to think because they sing it in the song. Is it ABC or NBC? NBC?
NBC is right. Carly knew that as well. 4-4. And finally, Chevy Chase had a birthday yesterday. He played Clark Griswold in all of the Vacation movies. How many were there?
Four.
No, there's five.
Five. Wow.
Vacation. Ooh. European Vacation. The legendary Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. The not-so-legendary Vegas Vacation. Mm-hmm. And the reboot where he did return as Clark Griswold Vacation in 2015.
Gotcha.
Carly didn't know either, so today we finished with a 4-to-4 tie. And unfortunately, as I told you earlier, Carly, all ties go to Tammy. So no money for you, but a great prize for you and your family.
Yeah, thank you.
Four tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream going on now through November 2nd.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My kids will love it.
Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Go Padres.
Go Padres.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Our music director, midday host, and most importantly, friend, Greg, is with us. We're super excited, Greg, that you have two toddlers because we get to bring this back.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
So, Greg, wow us with what mishaps your two scamps have gotten into as of late.
You seem a little harried this morning.
No, I'm not sure you could say that to a bald guy.
Wow.
And you're not bald. You well have played. Hair. Yes, you just shave it off.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's my choice. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean... You know, today was interesting.
Okay.
Of course. I think Fogtober is really getting to people. I wanted to make sure I got in here to be with you guys this morning. And Devin, my oldest, she's 3 years old. I also have a 1 year old. She was losing her mind this morning.
What was the important thing she was losing her mind over?
She didn't want to get dressed today.
That's very important.
You know, some days, that's just the worst thing you could ask, Dad. Yeah.
Yep, and definitely not me. Mommy only. So I said, well, I got to get in to see John and Tammy, so I got to leave a little early today, man. Good luck. See you later. And it is really all about sacrifices. Last night, for example, the Padres won. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you miss out on things, you know, after 5 straight hours of Paw Patrol and a trip to the splash zone, as I call it. And that's what I call it when you have to give a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old a bath.
Yes.
Do you wear a poncho from SeaWorld?
I need to get one. I kind of pulled the shower curtain over, like, give myself a little bit of coverage, but it's no use. Yeah, it was a little rough in there. And of course, everyone's texting me, oh, are you watching this game? Oh, honey. There's so many hits. It's so exciting. Are you watching? I was like, no. Okay, finally get the girls down.
Yeah.
Get down to sit and watch the game and... nothing happened for the rest of the game. I missed all the action. I mean,
it was so tense, though, bro. It was so tense.
So, yeah. So, sacrifices. Yes. You know, that's the name of the game.
It's all about life with toddlers.
It is.
That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time. And I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company.
I think we're all looking forward to another ending like this evening.
To get the last 3 outs every single time. One gone in the ninth. Rush. Will Smith grounds the first one to short. Xander Bogaerts. 2 out. The payoff pitch. Again! Padres take game 3!
And just like that, we are just where we were 2 years ago, about to eliminate, please, that team from up north. It would be so dope to do it tonight on our field.
No kidding.
And not have to go back to L.A. 833-287-1037. Dan is my high-five buddy from Camping World.
Nice.
His son, Michael, is a massive Padres fan. They're joining us now.
The Padres!
Woohoo!
How are you guys doing this morning, besides great?
Good. He woke up and he's like, Dad, we got to call John and Tammy this morning. Got to talk about that Padre win.
You have such an intelligent, incredibly insightful son.
He's over here being bashful this morning. But yeah, he was super excited. He goes to a Christian school that gets to wear uniforms, and today they allowed him to wear his Padre jersey, so he's all decked out.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. I went to Catholic school, and when you didn't have to wear a uniform, that was like a totally different kind of freedom.
Michael, how many wins away are we from the World
Series? 5!
Oh, well, wow.
Okay.
He's all excited. He's got it down. 5 wins away from getting to the World Series.
There you go. Love that.
So excited and can't wait to watch the game tonight.
Dan, nice talking to you. Michael, have a great day at school. Let's all cheer on our Padres tonight. Say it loud, say it proud, pal.
Go Padres!
That is what I'm talking about. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.